This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean Podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Whoop, whoop.
Rachel's saying I love you. I'm just going whoop, whoop, whoop. It's great. Welcome to 2018.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Why do we say it like that?
Bon année.
Happy New Year.
That doesn't get old. I mean, it may.
It does, yeah.
We all get old.
So what'd you do? What'd you do for New Year's?
Yeah, Rach.
I sat by the pool and had some champagnes and then watched the fireworks on TV and went to bed.
Like straight after?
Yeah. We watched a little bit of the Rose Parade. Don't know what that is. Don't ask. It was strange.
Isn't that a Super Bowl thing? Super Bowl?
It's, yeah, some sort of sports thing.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Right.
Gosh. Don't ask.
I won't ask.
No.
Jax, how about you?
I went to my friend's house, share house, and we had cheers, which is no languages that means. She made this beautiful little outdoor picnic,
mm-hmm.
had little balloons everywhere, gorgeous, she hung flowers out. We had this mandala, like this lovely little rug out, cushions and stuff, like a little shisha tent, and just ran to New Year's like that. Then went to our friend's across the road in South Yarra apartment and watched the fireworks from his little penthouse suite.
Oh,
was
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Lovely.
We're almost stuck in the elevator because they have spas and stuff at the top of his building, like most places do, but he has to pay to go there and they're having some sort of New Year's Eve party. So we were stuck in the lift and the lift was going up and down and it was 5 to 12. We're like, we need to get out. But we made it. And, you know, I had a very early night. Went to bed at 7 in the morning. Yeah, very early. Early to rise, early to go. Did you rage somewhere?
Did I rage on my couch? No, we stayed in. Rage. We had a very quiet New Year's Eve this year. Very nice, very chilled, very relaxed. Bottle of wine, couch, bit of Netflix, catching up on a binge-watching a television series or two.
But that sounds lovely. Yeah, I was just with a small group of friends that I love and adore.
I feel like the less expectations you have for New Year's, the better.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. When you are expecting to have, like, the biggest New Year's ever, it always ends up, like, poo.
Yeah.
Oh, disappointing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we all seem happy what we did.
It is a beautiful day. Lucky for us here in Melbourne, we've had good weather for Christmas and New Year's and whatnot.
It hasn't been bad.
It hasn't been bad at all. And my partner and I, Paige, and I are actually house-sitting for some friends in Beaumaris with a nice swimming pool out the back, so we've been enjoying that. But they, for their New Year's, decided to go to New York City, which
great place to
is
be.
Having the coldest period of time that they've had since the 1960s.
Ooh.
And New Year's Eve evening, it was minus 17 degrees and they did a fun run.
Oh.
There's nothing fun about that.
That's an oxymoron, isn't
it? It started at 11:59. But it is so cold over in the US at the moment. They're saying this is like the coldest that pretty much anywhere in the US has been, that there are actually sharks washing up onto beaches that are frozen.
What?
What, frozen sharks are turning up or the beaches are frozen?
The sharks are frozen.
Really? Like a fish fillet?
Yeah.
Like they go somewhere, get frozen and just float on out.
Well, they're getting... No, the water is so cold. Yeah. So there's probably ice on top of the water is my presumption. I'm no scientist. Don't hold me to that. But, yeah, the actual sharks have been trying to find warmer water and have ended up in places like Cape Cod where the water is definitely not warmer. And, they're freezing. Like, their actual insides are frozen. I wonder if that means if they thaw them out, they'll come back to life.
That's baffling, though, because you'd think they'd be in, like, freezing water and then swim away from that in time not to be completely frozen.
Yeah, you would think.
How do you thaw a shark?
How do you thaw a shark?
Put it in the oven, deep fried it.
Deep,
isn't that what you do with sharks? I don't know. I don't eat seafood.
Adam. Oh, don't you?
No.
Wow.
But there you go.
That's cold,
lucky
though.
Lucky us here.
That's freezing. That's concerning. It's a bit of the old... GW.
Oh, yes.
GW?
Global warming.
Oh, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. Just ask Donald Trump. He knows all about that. And it's back to work today.
It's 2018.
What did I say?
No, I'm just adding in.
I thought you were correcting me.
I'm just time stamping this, Dean.
2018.
And it is back to work today.
I know it's going to be a good year, I think.
So yesterday was a public holiday.
Have either of you had to write the date yet?
No.
Oh, I have. I've been writing my memoirs. I've been writing the date.
Memoirs of
Dear Diary.
Dear Jacqueline. Don't waste the day.
Gosh, you're looking good today, Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a given. I'll write down the obvious.
And you're so funny early today.
You've been so great.
You've been so good.
We've been alone by yourself in the kitchen, crying because you have no food.
Do you keep a diary, though?
No. I have my Moleskine diary, a little brand.
Oh, okay.
Name dropping. I have a diary. A week to a page, so I see my week.
Uh-huh.
That's going on. Technically, we're back at work, aren't we?
That's right.
I had a sentence jump then.
But yes, we are back at work today. This is our first day back. But I don't keep a diary. I used to keep a diary way back. And the other day I was cleaning out a drawer and I found this old diary from like when I was a teenager.
What was that like?
A bundle of neuroses all on the page. They all were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now social media is everyone's diary.
Well, this is it. It's all out there. It's all public. The whole world to be seen.
I once found a diary when I was like in my 20s. I'd moved out of mum and dad's house and I'd finally opened that box. You know, the one that you just don't open because it's like, there's nothing in there worth reading. Read through one of my diaries. It was obviously when I was at the age where I had discovered the F word and I was a bitter young teenager and I wrote, it didn't make sense in sentences, but I was using it.
You're working through some issues on the page.
Yeah.
I love that.
And
though.
I was like, this is so embarrassing. I literally like tore the book up because I was like, I do not want anyone else to read this. I tore it up and chucked it in the bin.
I like that though. You read through yourself of yesteryear, then you kind of tear it up, burn it, and then keep going to see how far you've come. You're matured, hopefully.
Turn over to a fresh page, start a new chapter in your life for 2018.
I've got my new diary. I'm very happy.
Now, we've been having a little bit of a recap on New Year's Eve celebrations. And if you haven't heard already, there's actually a new island off the coast of New Zealand
Is that right?
Did it break away?
Well, no. So a group of young adults in New Zealand decided that they were sick of the rules about you're not allowed any alcohol on the beach. They're like, it's New Year's Eve. We want to go have drinks on the beach and watch the fireworks.
That rule sucks, bro.
Yeah.
Just no glass.
Exactly. Mm. So they decided the day before, during low tide, that they would build a sand island off the coast of this particular part of New Zealand. Its name has escaped me. and to avoid the laws around no alcohol permitted, because if you are not on the land, there is water between them and the land, then they're technically in international waters. Rules don't apply.
Oh, they're all at sea.
So they built an island. Loophole. They carried out a wooden picnic table, put it on top of the island, took out an ice bucket or whatever they call it, an esky.
A chili bin.
A chili bin, that's what they call it. Yes. They brought one of those out all the day before, set it all up so that the next day they just paddled through the water, got up on their island, and that's where they watched the fireworks and celebrated bringing in the new year.
There's some serious planning involved in this.
Absolutely. The police were then questioned about it, and the response from the New Zealand police was, if we had known about it, we would have joined them.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Can I tell you my lesbian story?
Yeah,
I think I'm turning. I don't know. I need your advice here, Rach.
Oh, gosh.
You're turning straight or turning into a lesbian?
Well, I think I might be turning into a lesbian. So, as you know, I live in Northcote.
Yes. Heights. Lesbian. God.
I drink soy milk.
I don't drink soy milk.
But don't lesbians drink soy milk?
All right, okay. Keep going.
I'm stereotyping.
Be careful of your estrogen count.
This is it. Very careful. You know, I do like a bit of kale, like my organics.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And today, can I tell you, I bought my first ever pair of Birkenstock.
Oh, he's in the Birks.
I'm in the Birkies. I think I'm a lesbian.
Oh, I must be a really bad lesbian because A, I don't live in Northcote. B, I don't drink soy milk. C, I don't have much kale very often, pretty much never.
Never.
And I've never had a pair of Birkies.
Yeah, but you've got a girlfriend though.
I do, yeah.
Whereas I don't.
That's okay, that's a relief.
You're somewhat oversimplifying it, but I love the Birks. Very comfy, very reliable.
Yeah.
Practical shoes, aren't they?
I'm new to the Birk. I've not Birked before.
And they are all about it in the Birk store. They get your foot out, they measure it, they tell you how it's going to drop into the cork.
Oh!
It's a very German engineering sort of place.
Yes.
Very well. That's exciting.
It's a bit exciting.
So what's next on your list of lesbian things?
Oh, what do you think?
Are you going to go hiking for your birthday?
Lesbians do.
Some elder lesbians that I know, yes, that is what they do.
Or do I hang out at Bunnings and buy a tool belt?
Yes.
Get a Subaru?
I do.
A Subaru? That's, yep, another stereotype there. But it's true, is it?
Yeah.
I've got some lesbian friends who've got Subarus.
Mm. Yeah, we had a Subaru. Don't anymore.
Golden Retrievers?
Oh, yes,
you're
please.
Gonna have dogs, yeah?
I'll happily have a...
Yep.
Or cats. Well, you have to have animals, I think.
It's almost like you're trying to buy a kit.
How to be a lesbian kit.
Yes.
It could be a market for
that. What would be in your lesbian kit?
Yes.
Being a freelancer.
Yes.
Footloose and fancy free.
Oh, I'm so footloose and comfortable and fancy free.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of such, I didn't make any resolutions for New Year's, but I just thought I might try easing up a bit and giving up something. A certain something.
Oh, something from your life. Stories from Jax's life.
And then we need like a canned applause.
Yay!
Because I just walked on set. Here I am. Hey, everybody. My name's Jacqueline. How you doing? Yeah, thanks, Tony. Nice haircut. Anyway, I am now a casino worker. So what, as a single gal about town, which I am, working for myself, doing stand-up comedy, writing my show for next year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival,
woo-hoo,
when your tickets are already on sale, it's like, I'll write it. I'm doing it. So I really have to focus that every day.
You've got a deadline.
That is my job. So we've got a deadline. Roughly 10 weeks or so to have it done and then rehearse. Also single gal about town. I live by myself as well. So I was getting a bit sooky about being single, like the end of last year. It's fun saying last year. And then I just realised, you know what? I can't be bothered. I'm going to give up love.
You're going to give up love?
I mean, not love.
Wow.
Not love as such, because I have love from all different places. I have the most beautiful, wonderful friends. I've got a wonderful team here at Reg, Jack and Dean. I'm kissing their feet as we speak.
Mm.
And, I've got this wonderful family and everything.
So
I have love.
Yeah.
Got it. Love. I got 20. Who's it's and what's it's galore. Sorry, I'm just singing Little Mermaid. Romance.
Oh.
I was getting scared because I kind of felt like because all the apps exist, all the dating apps,
yes,
it does make meeting people in person quite hard. So I thought I'd get on the old apps, hop on the apps.
Okay.
And I just don't have fun because I don't really care. Like, I was on it just in case, just to make some sort of effort.
Like, you don't want to miss out.
Yeah. But a bit of what the kids are saying, FOMO.
Kids are saying.
FOMO.
Fear of missing out. Yeah.
And now I just thought, nah, that's not my focus.
That's
I'm just
going to,
stick my head in my books, write my shows, do my own thing, and if someone comes along somewhere, somehow, like
falls
that's fine.
On your lap.
Someone falls on my lap. But it is. I honestly feel like it's a full-time job to find romance.
Is that right? So for the single folks?
Because you have to sift through the sugar.
To find the pearls. Because there's so much pearls in the sugar. Yeah. Who left the pearls in the sugar jar?
Sift through the trash to find the pearls. And I can't be bothered sifting through.
It sounds exhausting.
It is exhausting. Mm. You've been with Anthony for 20 years?
22 years.
22
yeah,
years,
yeah.
My goodness. And Rach, you've been with Paige for 4 or 5? 6?
3.
3. All
yes,
right.
Fails in lesbian time. Double it.
In lesbian time.
Been 6 years.
In lesbian years.
But being single, that's
a lot of work. And I don't mind being single.
No.
But it is a lot of effort, and it can be exhausting.
You hear those stories, though, when people say when they stopped looking was when they found somebody or when somebody found them?
Yes.
Is that true?
Because love isn't always on time. How many times can I just sing a sentence? I'm going to say
I did
seven.
Say that we were going to sing this entire hour, so I wasn't
she called
half
it.
Wrong.
She called it.
So I'm giving it up for Lent. No.
Yeah, give it up.
Give it up
until Lent.
I'm going to delete the apps and just be like, nah, can't bother. It's a distraction.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, get out of here. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
People just do it for a bit of a slap and tickle. I'll slap and tickle myself. I'll be fine.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.com.